Welcome to Think Life. Right, folks, a palindromic, our second palindromic episode. My sincere apologies for going on such a long break, but life got in the way. You know what life's like. Life gets in the way. Work, family, things happen, and your life gets in the way. But I'm hoping to jump back onto this and try to get back to at least a weekly cadence for all of you listeners out there. So today we're going to talk a little bit about flexibility. And this is all from I don't remember who said this, but I'm sure it was somebody famous and important. But even if it wasn't somebody famous and important, the gist of it is 100% accurate. And the phrase is, be water, not rock. Be water, not rock. Now, it's got one of those pithy, short, bumper sticker-like connotations, right? I mean, it's something you could slap onto somebody's bumper sticker and you go, yeah, you're right. Be water, not rock. Be water, not rock. I totally understand that. Rock is unyielding, hard, difficult, whereas water flows. When rock goes into a situation, it pushes itself to form in the situation. Whereas water forms around the situation. So it's all about flexibility. It's all about listening to the situation that you're in, understanding the situation that you're in, and then responding to that situation appropriately. It's fitting into the spaces within the situation instead of pushing around the situation. But it's a little deeper than that. Because if you think about it, water itself is incredibly powerful. Incredibly powerful. I mean, look at, if you've ever seen any of the footage of the tsunami in Japan, that last tsunami that occurred, well, almost 10 years ago now, maybe even over 10 years ago now. Nearly 10 years ago. You can see the power of water. The power of water. Water doesn't just flow into a situation and fill in the gaps. With enough pressure, it can move mountains. It can move cars. It can move trucks. It can move airplanes. It can move mountains. With enough pressure, it can move mountains. So when I say be water, not rock, you have to look at a situation from that perspective and control yourself. If you feel yourself flowing into the situation. I mean, this is kind of what I do. When I enter a new situation that I've never been in before, I spend a little time observing. So if you think about it from a water metaphor, I trickle a little water into the situation to see what it's like, feel my way around the situation, observe the situation, understand the nature of the humans that are in the situation, that are in the relationship, that are in the meeting, that are in the gathering, whatever it is, understand them based on their interactions with others and test interactions that I've made for them, with them. And I stand back as an observer and I watch what happens. I watch, I listen, I observe, and I make mental models of each of these individuals to try and understand what's driving them, what gets them to the next step, what makes them excited, what makes them angry, what makes them frustrated, what makes them feel love. And then once I've determined that, then it's much easier to communicate because you know exactly, well, you may not know exactly, but you know sort of you've come up with an understanding of what that person's like. And you have to take human nature into account. There is no way to deal with human beings unless you take human nature into account. Without human nature, without understanding what human nature is all about, then you can't understand what drives human beings. And that's why I'm such a big fan of Robert Greene and the Laws of Human Nature and many of his other books that dig deep into human nature. Human nature is highly interesting. And I think the biggest problem we have with it is that we don't understand that we all have it and we all conform to it. And no matter how we try, and no matter how we try to stay away from human nature or change our human nature, our nature remains the same. And that's why when you're in a situation where you're dealing with other human beings, it's much more useful and you can get much further when you be like water and not rock.